This is a HeadGum Podcast.
And then I said to the guy, I said, corn chips, more like fuck your mother. Fuck your dead mother. Hey guys, welcome to the show. You know, I'll tell you, we've been locked out of Mike's home studio.
We sure were.
And Mike hasn't spoken to us in over a week now. And I think he's big timing us because he got this Oculus thing.
He could be.
And I think that's what's happening. I think we got big timed by Mike Falzone.
I think Mike screwed us over.
We just got fucked by Mike, and so today's episode is going to be a little bit different. Today, it's today the show is co-hosted by the one and only, wonderfully talented Kevin Plackey.
Yes.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve. I need to tell you something right off the top. I've been a fan of this show since Cloverfields, and yeah. I told myself from years ago that if I ever make it to the point to where I am too involved in the show, then I will stop, and that's too
far. You have
far,
to leave,
and I have to be done. So this is becoming so close to that.
This is too close.
We've kind of hit that. This can't happen.
We're there.
Again.
This can't happen again. Yeah.
No. Yeah. This will be the only time.
And I know Mike knows that.
Mike knows that.
And I know that. And I think he, you know, we're just pulling, we're pulling a favor.
That's right.
And we're pulling you from off-camera duties and Patreon duties.
The best duties.
To be on the show with me because, you know, we
can be goof.
We can be heroes for just one day. Guys, welcome to the show. You know, I'll tell you, it sounds horrible.
I love it. Nobody can tell us no now. We just can make a bunch of gross sounds.
I know. And Mike gets real mad when I read clickhole articles. All we're going to do is read clickhole articles today.
I love it.
We're going to do everything. You know what they say? When the cat's away, the mice will motherfucking play. And Mike, now that Dad's not here, we can throw a party.
Yay!
We're throwing a party in Mike's studio. I broke in through the window, and that's where the show's coming to us from. But Kevin and I are coming to you via Zoom because we just don't know where to do this show if Mike's studio is not available.
Yeah. Your house is not quite up to par yet.
Not really.
Yeah.
We can Kevin Kevin and I have been discussing for when things like this happen and Mike it cannot be on the show. And we're figuring it out. You know, we've been doing this show for what, like 7 years or something?
I think 27.
27 years?
Yeah, dude. It's been a while.
What the fuck?
You've gotten old, Steve.
I believe it, actually. You could make me believe that.
That you've gotten old.
Should we listen to this ASMR, ultra fast haircut, no talking?
Oh, please.
Ah! So how you doing today? Is this good? Like, let's hear. I'm the barber, and you're the guy in the seat, okay?
Okay,
so what are you looking for here? You're looking just a little off the top?
Just a little off the top. I want a 3 on the sides, four on the back.
Okay, you don't mind that I've been going already, right, while you tell me what you want?
Oh, well, hold on. Wait, that's not right there.
Oh. So how's your week? Doing anything this weekend?
Excuse me.
Sorry, that's my penis. Let me move a little.
Oh, God.
You ever have the man cut your hair and you get some dick on your elbow? And
it was only once when I was like 7.
I feel like there's a... I feel like there are jobs for perverts to be stealth perverts.
100%. Dude, it's bad. Dude, beauty pageants shouldn't exist because of that.
I know. Because people ruin things, we shouldn't be able to have them anymore. Mm-mm.
Beauty pageants are open to the public, too, to go just watch.
Anyway, so I'm just going to cut everything up here on top.
Just to four.
Four everywhere?
No, three on the sides, four on the top.
Three on the sides, four on the top. You got it. Three on the... Four on the sides, three on the top. Four on the sides, three on the top. Four on the sides, three on the top.
God.
Four on the sides, three on the top.
God.
Four on the sides, three on the top. So did you vote for Obama?
Three on the sides, four on the top.
So anyway, I wanted to start off the show. Well, I guess I'll explain to the podcast listeners. Did we explain to the podcast listeners what's happening today?
History Roast.
Because if you're watching the video, you can kind of also, I mean, maybe the title is obvious for what we're doing here, but we're basically, since, you know, when Mike's gone, there's a little bit of magic from the show gone.
It sure is.
But just a little bit, and we can't.
Make sure you emphasize that part.
We know where the real piece flavor of this show is. So we've decided that when this happens, we should do just a big old motherfucking piece of shit honking asshole fuck History Road episode. How about that, you little fucks?
I love it.
You little trash children.
I wonder if everybody knows that there's over 4,000 unread emails in the DB email.
Yeah. There's like 4,200.
Yeah.
Unread. But, you know, how many of those are spam? We got a lot of spam
Medicare
in there.
Yeah.
There's so much shit in there. And, it's really crazy. But anyway, so yeah, since have you ever been a co-host on this show?
No, dude, I don't.
Never.
This isn't for me.
So this is too far. Too close to the sun.
Yeah. I got Coke with coffee.
Whoa. Yeah, you're in a bad place.
This is where I'm at.
I never want to do this to you again. I thought about what we had done to Kevin that day.
I feel like I make you break more than Mike does, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, Mike and I have very different senses of humor.
True.
I mean, not super different.
But yeah, I know what you mean.
Our senses of humor are so close. That's what really makes this show fun and funny and stuff like that. Because if it wasn't, you know, if we didn't have at least a similar sense of humor, it wouldn't work. But but there are certainly things that make you and I laugh that make Mike want to kill himself.
That's right.
Like in the mornings when we set up in the studio. At There's, Mike's place.
I don't think any real words are said.
It's endless just sounds.
Yeah.
Just endless sounds.
But it's so comforting, dude.
It is. It's just like sometimes you gotta let out a sound. So, yeah. Yeah. But you know, Mike can make me break when we're doing a bit, and it's
true.
And
yeah.
You know, Mike knows how to make me break. Anyway, so we're going to cut the whole top off, you said?
No, three, four.
Okay,
three.
We're almost done here.
Three.
Anyway, so my mom, so right off the bat, let's do a little promotional stuff. You guys have been getting your Scissors for Everyone.
It's beautiful.
shirts. Where's my scissors music? Here it is.
Come on.
You guys have been sending in your photos and showing us the love for the Scissors for Everyone shirt line that you can get at dynamicbanter.clothing. And we've been really enjoying you guys sending us photos of y'all wearing the shirts.
Videos, it looks, you guys all look real sexy. People have done videos to it. It's great.
Dude, we've gotten videos. People are really into this movement. And there's something being called to question in my personal life. Uh-oh. From friends and people who listen to the show, wondering how much of a joke the Scissors for Everyone brand idea movement is.
They're thinking it's like we're just doing a bit?
They're thinking that it's a bit. And Owen will come over, and for the past few weeks, Owen and I have been, you know, well, for a while, Owen and I have been jamming and practicing music doing music stuff, and so he's been over quite a bit lately, and we'll talk about the show sometimes, and he's been asking me if I'm serious about the Scissors for Everyone. Like, okay. he doesn't even know.
Owen doesn't know.
And he's like, it's so stupid what you're doing. It's so stupid because it's like...
He needs to think about it more.
And every time he asks me about it, I like go on a diatribe about how it's helpful to have scissors.
And you're not being recorded. This is
I'm
just
falling
truly...
in. Yeah, I'm not. No one. Nothing's on camera. I'm like just preaching the good word of scissors for everyone to Owen in my off time.
Which
my
everybody should be doing.
Which I think, yeah, everybody should be doing. Everyone should be talking about Scissors for Everyone. We're going to get this thing national soon, international. Oh. You know, that's the bigger picture. Scissors everywhere is the future concept.
Yeah.
The future, my perfect future is one where there's scissors everywhere.
That's right.
And it's hard to go anywhere without seeing scissors.
And I don't think people realize how many obstacles you have to jump over to get to that point. We got to really work through this, and we need people's help for it.
Yeah, and Owen's been giving me a lot of shit. Like, he'll be like, this is so stupid. What the fuck are you doing? He's like, what are you doing? It's so stupid. It doesn't make sense, and it's stupid. And I'm like, whatever, dude. I'm like, you know there have been times in your life. Fuck you, Pinocchio. Where Pinocchio's up on my shit right now.
Smack him around.
I will, man.
Beat him.
Get out of here, you fuck. Where's Jiminy? Get out. Annoying little fuck.
It seems so real that you would actually have a little Pinocchio running around.
So anyway, Owen was like, give me shit. And I was like, dude, that you know that you wish you had scissors around for certain shit. And then I would start laughing, too, because I'm like, well, yeah, it's ridiculous, but it's so. But like, I can't. Something is clicking in my brain about this.
The ridiculousness is what hooks you. And once you're hooked, you start to think about it more.
Now you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Yep.
And so Owen's been giving me shit about it since we came up with the bit. He thinks it's just absolutely ridiculous, stupid shit. And then literally this week, he came over. This is like we're doing like a Home Shopping Network. Like I'll tell you, my own friend told me this is stupid. Who needs this? But he said he bought himself some new shoes, which is a big deal, actually.
He never gets shoes?
He never buys himself shoes. He wears the same fucking pair of Converse until literally his toes are hanging out of the...
Damn.
Piece of shit. What a piece of shit.
God damn.
What a fucking vagabond idiot. So anyway. So he was like, I bought a new pair of shoes. He's like, and I was like in my bedroom. I was sitting on my bed and I was like putting them on. He's like, and he noticed that there was like a... like a piece of plastic on the shoes. And he said it would hurt too much to like rip it off. He said he wished he had fucking scissors. Right. This motherfucker who's been grinding my gears.
Does he have a shirt? We need to get him a shirt. I'm sure he'd love to wear that.
And I'll tell you, everyone who writes in about their Scissors for Everyone stories gets a shirt. Just kidding. That's not never gonna happen. But yeah, Owen doesn't like wear like branded stuff. So he'd never wear it. But we should get him a shirt.
It's just a plain gray shirt every time.
But he's like, it's so stupid, but I wished I had scissors.
Damn right.
He's like, and my scissors are like all the way in the bathroom or whatever.
Ugh, brutal.
He's like, my scissors are too far. They're too far away.
He's got to jump on board. He's in. We got him.
And so anyway, we've been seeing all your guys' fucking Scissors for Everyone things. And then finally, I mean, I guess not finally, but my own mother.
Here we go.
My own mother.
Here we go. I cannot wait to hear this.
My mom. Oh, God bless her. God bless you, Mom.
Did she actually email into the show, or did she just text
no,
you?
No, she sent it to me in a DM on Instagram.
Whoa, okay.
But every time I post a Scissors for Everyone thing, she messages me. And said, so there was one that I posted. It's not popping up for some reason.
Go.
Hang on, let me see. Slap, slap. It's not popping up. But I did post, someone posted a Scissors for Everyone, and I reposted it on my story.
Yeah.
And my mom responded to it and said, I want it. Yay.
Okay. That's good.
And I was like, all right. I hearted it. And then later on that was on Saturday. And then on Monday at 11 a.m., she messaged me and said, Mijo, I want a Scissors shirt, please. Hang on, let me take my B real quick.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, man.
You don't mind, right?
I already took mine.
Hang on, there's too many fucking... Be Real is so stupid.
That's why we use it.
Wow, you know what, man? This is interesting.
What happened?
This was posted...
You're late.
Nick Hamilton just posted this Be Real. Oh no, it's too green. Fuck.
What is it, Steve? Oh, please just describe.
Look at this. It's Nick Hamilton with Mike Falzone.
Oh my.
Playing golf.
God. When did he post that? We should call him.
Like minutes ago.
What?
Literally minutes. Minutes ago. I'm saving it. I'll send it to Ryan to put into the episode.
God.
But anyway, so my mom kept saying, I want this Scissors shirt, and she's never been so
excited about a DB shirt.
Excited about a DB shirt ever. She's like, she never mentions a thing like this often. So I'm like, wow, all right, well, what size do you want, Mom?
Yeah.
And she told me the size. And then right after she told me the size, she said, History Road. You ready for this? My mom sent in a motherfucking History Road.
And that's how we're going to start this off. I love it.
Ryan, cut to a close-up of that, will you?
Shout out to Ryan, too. He's been killing it with the edits.
Dude, I texted Ryan because I was laughing so hard at what he was doing with... what were we doing in the opening of last week's episode?
Oh, Jesus.
Fuck.
But he did some, in, yeah, with a clip.
He kept cutting in stuff. What did I, hang on, let me find my text to him. Because we did, I hit him up and I was like, dude, this shit that you just did was so funny. There it is. I said, amazing work on the DB edit. The trumpet guy and drum guys.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was the stuff that the drummer in the mascot outfit that's like
going yeah, hard. But he's going so he's fast.
So fast.
And he pops in just for a second. So should we save this for when we start? I mean, this is the whole episode's going to be sprinkled
yeah,
with
it's
history
all
roads and shit.
Yeah, go for it.
So we'll start off with my mommy's history road that she sent me in Instagram
is
DMs. Mom, that's not how it works.
Has your mom ever sent one?
No. I mean, I think she did a live history road when we called her one time.
Okay. But this is
definitely a first being sent in. Yeah. And mom, it's dynamicbanter@gmail.com. Okay. Don't abuse the fact that you're my mother.
I don't know.
And you can just send me history roads outside of the format of this show. Completely rude. Inexcusable. We'll see who comes around the holidays this year. Just kidding, Mom. I love you. I don't give a shit. She says, history road, my mommy. Scissors are my life.
Oh. This is testimonials already.
This is a real testimonial from my mother. The first time I had scissors in my hands was when I was 10 years old. I was doing needlework. Then I used scissors at age 12. She put an emoji of scissors in between scissors and the word at age 12.
Well placed.
Sewing on a sewing machine. You have to have a pair of scissors.
Didn't know that.
Haircuts. Well, I started as my father's assistant in the backyard when I was 13 years old, and beauty school was a piece of cake.
Wait, I didn't know she was...
Yeah, she was a hairdresser for years and years years, and she would cut the whole family's hair.
Damn.
It was a curse. It's so funny because you guys know this. If you choose a skill that your family can utilize for free, then you're going to get drained, baby.
For sure.
I was smart, and I only chose disgusting things be good at. And no family member would ever ask me for help. But my brother was like a crazy good, or is still a crazy good PC.
I think I knew that, yeah.
Computer guy. And he was like the IT tech guy for the whole fucking family.
That's great.
It's
now
a
we
curse.
Have Jesse. Now we have Jesse. Why is that a curse? Not for you.
It's a curse because you talk, and I'll tell you, Zoya. Would agree with me on this because I've heard Zoya, not to speak out of turn, and maybe this is something I shouldn't be sharing, but
let's do it.
You know, Zoya will sometimes I'll talk to Zoya about like being a hairdresser and stuff because my mom was a hairdresser for years and years, and I go, man, my mom used to get roped into like cutting everyone's motherfucking hair for free.
Oh, see,
and she's like, whenever I go home to Connecticut, I have to cut everyone's fucking hair.
Yeah, I guess I just never
thought
about...
And you don't get paid! Yeah. You don't get paid! So you're doing the same amount of work that you would be doing. And look, you want to help your family. And really, at the end of the day, it's all about family is blood, blood is life, whatever. Mm. Family means more than anything to some people. And my mommy would cut everyone's goddamn hair, and I'm sure she was annoyed as fuck by it. My brother got annoyed as fuck about getting called for every goddamn computer problem.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I thought you meant it's a curse for you. It's a curse for the
No, it's a curse for him. It's a curse for them. It's a curse for them because they are endlessly forced into familial servitude.
And also, it's something that they already do 8 hours every single day.
Yeah, it's their life. And they're like, now come do it for free.
Off hours.
For hours. Yeah, while you're on vacation and shit.
Can I just say, though, so far, this History Road is, like, beautifully written.
Oh, yeah, my mommy wanted to, like, be a writer.
Yeah, this is great.
This is, like, a story. This is, like, a good, well-written story here. She said, the instructor at the beauty school asked for a volunteer, and me being me, mijo, I raised my hand.
Beautiful.
The first person to raise their hand. My mom was never a shy person, and that's where I get my goddamn shit from, I'm sure of it. But she said, I was the haircut lady to get from day one.
Ooh.
The Dorothy Hamill skater haircut kept me busy. The Dorothy Hamill hair back in the day. And many girls cut their fingers and cut people, but she said she never cut anyone. Oh,
she's a saint.
And she said, funny story, they also handed high school juniors like me a razor cutter and a pack of blades.
Holy shit. Can you imagine some of the that girls... happened now? Fuck that.
Oh, God. All the Karens would be like, my daughter's never going to use a knife.
Sparing Karen.
She said, "Late, some of the girls cut fingers, requiring stitches, and blood was everywhere.
Jeez.
All of this before they were even allowed to work on paying customers. So this was all like the training and stuff at beauty school. We were beginning our cosmetology training. I still have my license, she says. Then, of course, I was your hairdresser extraordinaire and your brother.
Winky
Dad
face.
Still gets me to cut his hair. I love scissors. They've been a part of my entire life. She says, now I'm not advocating giving them to children.
Hold on.
But of course, yours and Mike's minds always go to the hilarious and wacky version of things. And that's why I will wear my t-shirt from DB with pride.
Wow.
She says, you guys are wonderful. Come visit Rancor soon.
Yeah. Let's get a haircut.
Love,
from her.
Mom. And then she said, I still have days when I channel Edward Scissorhands, hair flying everywhere, as I now cut my grandson's hair all the time. Looks like I will be needing some scissors in the great beyond also. You just never know. Love you, mijo. And that's from my mommy.
Wow.
Huh?
That was great. Isn't that special?
Like,
what an advocate.
Dude, I'm telling you, this movement is going. It's going and it can't be stopped.
And it's going up.
And Kevin, I don't know if you know about this, but because I know you peek in the History Road sometimes to tell Mike and I if there's one we really should do on the show something, which has been really wonderful lately and helped us out a lot. Specifically me more than anything,
yeah.
But so I thank you for that. But I happened to catch a Scissors for Everyone email that said my aunt.
Okay.
Is a huge advocate for Scissors for Everyone.
Another
also.
One.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. We're getting older people. Like, this isn't one age. This is for everybody.
No, it's all ages, babies.
All ages.
People on their deathbed.
We need to get the elderly on our side, too.
Imagine if you're on your deathbed.
Mm-hmm.
You're old and you're dying. Your time is up. Your time is up. No more. Hey, listen. You got no more time in the bank. So you got to give it up and let it be, like the Beatles said. Mm. And you want to end it now. You don't want to wait for this suffering to take you.
I know where this is going, and I love
there's
it.
There's that one tube that's connected to your hand or your... maybe.
And what is that tube doing, Steve?
Maybe it's going in your nose, and it's going down in your lungs or something. Or maybe you got one of those...
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right there.
One of those respirators, you're intubated.
Yes.
And you're choking for hours.
It's deep. Yeah. But what that tube, it's giving you life.
That tube is giving you life. If that tube weren't in there,
crap. crying, suffering, until death.
But if you had scissors. So anyway, this woman's name is Aunt Sally.
Okay.
And a user named Trisha, I won't say her last name, said, "My Aunt Sally loves scissors." And I figured that this is a kindred spirit to my own mother.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And so we're going to call Aunt Sally.
Oh, they left the aunt's number?
Sally. Yeah. So I'm going to cut. So it might be early to do this in the show.
This is big.
This is really big, like, because this is something I've wanted to do for a while. I want to get someone's strange aunt. I mean, not to say that this person's aunt might be strange. This person might be normal as all get out. Normal as apple pies.
Those are so normal.
Yeah. I thought about what we had done to Kevin that day for years. Mike never forgot about it. Because had he been here, what happens to Kevin later would have never happened. So anyway, we're going to call this woman here.
Okay.
Aunt Sally. It just says her name is Aunt Sally. And we'll see. We'll see if this works. Man, I gotta make sure to do star 67 here. Okay, we're ringing.
I just realized she won't be able to hear me.
Won't be able to hear you.
That's
but
all right. That's all
hello?
Right.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Aunt Sally?
Yes. This is Sally.
This is Sally. Oh. Sally, yeah. I think you're. Hi. Welcome. You are live on.
Oh.
A podcast called Dynamic Banter.
Oh, what? That my word, that is so interesting.
So do you have a niece named Trisha?
Yes.
Trish?
Trisha is my little scrumptious little niece, and she loves scissors.
Oh, she...
Is that
wait a minute, but she's... Calling? So she loves scissors, but she said you love scissors, too.
Oh, well, that is a little embarrassing. I guess I did try to project my love for scissors onto her, but yes, I do love scissors.
I like this woman.
Did you get your love? Did you pass your love of scissors down to your niece?
A little, I guess. Scissors have been in my family for a little bit. We do pass down this one pair of scissors. If you will, and
an heirloom scissor.
Yes, it is a little rusty.
Oh,
but I'm sure it would be.
We get our tetanus shots every day.
So you still use
every
these?
How long
have they been in the family?
Since the 1800s. Yes.
Holy crap!
Whoa. So do you guys have these in a? Do you display? Is it in a display case or something? Or are you just?
We use it as much as we can to tap into our ancestors.
And so you are just carrying on this tradition of using scissors since the 1800s.
Yes, yes. And we do churn our own butter, too, if you would like.
That sounds wonderful.
Yes.
Okay.
What do you do with what's the deal with the butter?
What?
I just wanted to throw that in.
You just like the butter. All right.
Okay,
well,
okay.
I love butter, so you've got me interested.
Yeah, me too.
But not to get too off track. Do you? I have a question. Excuse me, I'm talking. I have a question. I have a question for you about those scissors.
Okay.
This is fascinating.
And I have a friend, my co-host today is not our usual co-host. His name is Kevin, and he's listening.
Okay.
And he can hear you, but maybe he'll have a question to ask you too. But
okay.
Right now, my
That's
question,
a stupid name.
And ma'am, are you, ma'am, are you, and we're not taking up too much of your time. Are you, do you have time to?
No, not at all. I'm retired.
Okay. I don't think you can say that.
What?
Yeah. So anyway, those scissors, can I ask you a question about those scissors from the 1800s?
Do you think that
anyone has used those scissors as a murder weapon?
Because
I mean, it's been in your family for so long, like, even if you don't really know, do you think it's possible?
I think it is possible. There was, I haven't used Ancestry.com or any of that because I just don't feel comfortable putting my DNA
to some random man. Honestly, you know I feel the same way.
Excuse me. And so I do believe that there is some sort of history regarding that because we do believe they might be haunted.
Oh!
Haunted scissors is hard to come by, you know, but we do try to ignore that.
You okay?
Oh. What's going on? What?
Yeah. Ma'am? Excuse me, ma'am, are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Kevin, do you have any questions for this woman?
I just want to know.
I'm the man with the stupid name. Hello?
Yeah, she's Kevin.
My late husband had that name and I don't like it. Sorry.
She doesn't like that name. No. Do you want to call him something else?
Yeah,
can I call you Heffrey?
Heffrey?
Yeah, I like that name better.
Heffrey? Okay, Heffrey, you have a question? For this wonderful woman, what should we call you?
My name's Sally.
We can call her Sally.
In the beginning of the interview.
Yeah, but I was calling you Aunt Sally. Do you want to just be called Sally or Aunt Sally?
My name is Sally.
All right, Sally. Okay, is Sally short for anything?
Yes.
Salary?
Salad. No,
Salad. Salad.
Yeah, I've heard that.
No, Salad.
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 That's an old-fashioned name. Salad.
Don't laugh.
Henry, do you have a question for Salad?
Who has possession of the scissors now? Is it Trisha?
I can't hear.
I'm going to... Yes, I know. I will tell you what he's saying. Sorry. I'll tell you. I'm listening to him.
Who keeps the scissors now? Okay. Is it her?
Say that again. Oh, who do the scissors belong to currently?
Currently, we pass them around, but I do hold on to them the most because
does she have kids?
I do have the most sentimental bond with it, if you will.
And do you have children?
I have a bond. No.
She does not have children.
So Trisha must be where these scissors will eventually go.
I do have a few.
So do you think Trisha is who these scissors will eventually go to?
Or is there another candidate?
I believe so, but also I do want to be buried with it eventually.
Oh, you want to end? You want to end the? You don't want? Excuse me, I'm talking. You don't want to continue on the? You don't want to continue on the heirloom aspect?
Yes, but as I was saying, it was a little selfish of me to think that. But I guess I need to be talked into the generations being continued.
Well, wouldn't you love to hear that those scissors made their way into the 30th century? That'd be nice if they made their way into the future. And let's say little Trisha's children. Are you okay? You're not feeling good?
I don't like thinking about the future.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Well, listen, Sally, Salad,
Salad.
I want to thank you so much for joining us. And maybe you need a glass of water next time you speak to.
Yeah, perhaps. I am a diabetic, so there is some sort of issues going on with my blood pressure.
Oh, that's
sometimes.
All right.
But Obama did make insulin free. I heard.
Yeah. Oh, Obama.
I believe.
Who do you think the president is right now?
Donald Trump.
Okay. Well, Sally, I want to thank you for being on the show. And
thanks,
is there anything else you'd
Sally.
Like to say to our listeners? This is a very popular show.
Oh, really? Well, I just want to say that I was not anywhere near. I just wanted to give myself an alibi for the January 6th, right?
Oh, I
was nearby my local Whole Foods, and I just wanted to share that.
Okay. And so you weren't there, but you were nearby.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't there.
And you, so, okay.
Yeah, I
wasn't, okay.
I wasn't there.
Okay, great. Okay, so Sally, thank you for that, and I can't wait to, maybe I'll taste that butter someday.
Perhaps, yeah.
All right, have a lovely lovely rest of your week there, Sally.
Okay.
All right, goodbye now.
Wow. Man.
Isn't that wonderful, Kevin? Isn't it wonderful how you can reach out to nearly dying senior citizens and
yeah, dude, but
brighten their day?
Do you think there's more families out there that have done this heirloom scissors?
I'd love to know.
This is great. Great news.
I'd love to know. I think that's a wonderful thing to carry down an heirloom. Do you have a family heirloom at all?
No, man. I got nothing.
Yeah, neither do we. I mean, there are...
Unless my mom has, like, a safe somewhere that she's keeping that hasn't there's told like, me yet.
Right? Like, ooh, maybe there's some. Maybe there's a Placky treasure chest.
That's right.
Filled with Placky family. Vault. The Placky vault.
Damn, that sounds
cool. Tell you what, Kevin, I think I'm getting eaten up by mosquitoes.
What?
Because I'm getting itched up over here.
I got off. I can spray you.
Please, I need it. Bring it on. Bring on the off. But I've been bitten by mosquitoes. Sorry, I'm just distracted. I'm a little itchy.
Boy.
But, you know, my grandfather, my father's father,
yeah,
had like old timey guns.
Oh, shit.
That he's had for like a very long time that I think maybe his father passed to him. And now
so you might get that.
Or I think brother. All the uncles got one of his guns, I think.
Okay.
And they're not registered. And if I want to get them in big trouble, I know exactly what to do someday.
I'm not.
What's wrong, Kevin?
This is you. I don't have an heirloom.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know if that's an heirloom. I don't even know if those even exist anymore, to be quite honest. But they might have been pawned off for drug money at this point.
Right.
But anyway, guys, thanks for listening to the show. We're done.
We are. We're not
we'll
doing
catch
ads.
You guys next week on a shut up. We'll catch you guys next
okay.
week. On... Shut up. Just kidding. I wish there was a time code that showed me how long we've been going for. You know how long we've been going?
2 minutes.
Oh, shit. Okay. We do
That's
need to
why,
do the ads.
Yeah.
Okay. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Everything's fucked up. Everything's so fucked. Everything's so fucked.
You know what's happening right now? Nick and Mike
everything's
are.
So
are enjoying their golfing time together.
Having a
and
golf
everything
time.
Everything is so fucked.
God, I bet they're laughing and having all sorts of...
They're probably making out, dude.
They're probably making out. Touching each other. Touching dicks and taints and getting pinkies up the ass.
Nick likes the whole finger.
I'm going to do this for 7 minutes. Just make weird sounds and nearly puke.
God.
All right, guys. So I want to thank the sponsors. I want to thank Kevin for being my special co-host on this History Road centric dynamic banter episode. And
we've learned
thank
quite
you.
A lot already.
We've learned so much. More than I'd like.
Yeah, agreed.
And also shout out to Aunt Sally. Sallard.
Sallard, yeah. She'll
her name is Sallard.
I mean that whole family's got
on a Caesar Sallard. shout out to HelloFresh.
Yes.
My goodness. Someone's feeling hungry. Kevin's hungry, and I'm hungry.
I'll tell you, I get hungry every day.
I'm locked away in this depression prison that I call my apartment, and when I want food, and I want it now, I can count on HelloFresh to deliver farm-fresh, pre-packaged, pre-measured ingredients delivered right to my door so that I can rip that bag or box open and get all those beautiful ingredients out and make my own gourmet meals at home.
That's so great.
And aren't you looking to save money now more than ever after this horrifying pandemic? I mean, it's not even an after.
We all need it.
It's it. We in it.
We're in it and we need the money.
HelloFresh is 25% less expensive than takeout and is even cheaper than grocery shopping. Ooh. Do the math. Imagine that. Imagine no more meal orders in the meals, saving delivery expenses, takeout. And no more crusheries. No more groceries. HelloFresh is here to make your hectic fall weeknights a little easier and a lot more delicious. Those quick and easy meals, including 20-minute meals, are low prep and easy cleanup options, take the stress out of mealtime with time-saving, no fuss, no muss recipes, ready in a snap. Ooh, guys, I'll tell you, I've been in a pinch. I had a hot date coming over. Very fit, beautiful woman.
Damn.
Wonderful figure. You wouldn't believe it.
And
she wanted me, but I was like, let's have some dinner first. Okay. And I absolutely wined and dined this woman with HelloFresh. And I'll never tell you what I made, but it was delicious. And we had such a wonderful time. And then afterwards, we made love all night without a condom on.
That could have been because of HelloFresh.
And are you kidding me? HelloFresh helped me seal the deal. And it took just long enough for me to convince this beautiful woman to have sex with me without a condom. So, guys, go to HelloFresh.com. It took me only 20 minutes to make the meal and 20 minutes to convince this beautiful woman to make a big mistake with me, potentially. But we went to HelloFresh.com/banter65. And we use the code BANTER65 for 65% off.
That's too much.
Plus free shipping, Kevin.
Ooh.
That's HelloFresh.com/banter65 with code BANTER65 for 65% off. Plus free shipping. Do you want to have your own beautiful sexual night of pleasure?
Without a
featuring
condom?
Feeling the vaginal walls with your bare penis without a condom. The Jews, HelloFresh. Guys, let's talk about KiwiCo. Oh, baby.
Yeah,
I love KiwiCo.
You can make this ukulele with the KiwiCo. I know where you wanted to go with that. Just drooling, eyes watering. Dude, that's terrifying. That's so scary. Oh, fuck. You could scare the absolute shit out of people. Oh, God.
Just go to, like, Omegle, or what's the thing where you can, like, click around?
Yeah, Omegle. Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. KiwiCo.
Man, KiwiCo is so fun and wonderful, and they make these wonderfully packaged, delivered to your door, educational toys, essentially, for adults and children. Children first, adults too.
Children and women first.
But come on, learning kids how to do things.
That's tough. It's not easy.
It's tough, but it's important.
Very.
And wouldn't you love to foster a lifelong love of learning and discovering how things work and how to make things in the future children of this planet? Like, Kiko is defining that future of play by making it engaging, enriching, and seriously entertaining.
That's right.
I got a ukulele in the mail from KiwiCo, and it looks so cool.
In the box?
I opened it up, and I looked at all the pieces and stuff, and it just looks like a really cool project.
I
want
to hear what that sounds like, too. You gotta
do it, Steve.
I know, I gotta do it.
I gotta find the time to do it. I've got to find the time to do it! Do your part to encourage children to be innovators and creative thinkers. Maybe you got like a child in your own home, yours or someone else's. Maybe you've got a nephew or a niece, or you got friends that have kids. They're not gonna believe what they can build and accomplish with KiwiCo. You give them the tools to learn new skills, they build new experiences, and they make new connections to the broader world. And the best part is watching their confidence grow as big as their smiles.
Dude, it looks like there's like so much terror happening. It's like you've truly like seen the devil.
Like I saw something I shouldn't have seen.
It's fucked
that
you
ruined
up.
My life forever.
Oh God.
So guys, why don't you spark the love of learning today with a KiwiCo subscription? You get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code BANTER at KiwiCo.com. That's 50%, 50 off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code BANTER. Why don't you get those little lovelies in your life a cool, wonderful present of building cool stuff,
or at least go check it out, see what they got.
Just go look.
I'm not feeling very burpy. I can't get them.
Sometimes you're more burpy than I am, and sometimes I'm more burpy than you am, and that's what makes our friendship so fun. Last but not least, guys, let's talk about honey. What's cooking? Honey. Honey's cooking. And we're sponsored by honey, and mama mia, is it easy to save when shopping on your iPhone or computer?
It shouldn't exist.
How often do you shop online, Kevin?
Every day.
Me too. And I'll tell you, how often do you feel like when you see that promo code area that you don't have the code to use there?
How do I feel? Sad.
Me too, man. Imagine if you knew what that code was.
I wish I did.
Well, guess what? Honey does it automatically. Honey finds the code that goes there, puts it there, and you don't gotta do nothing except click apply.
What?
For it to be applied to the things that are in your cart.
What?
Now imagine you're shopping on your favorite site. When you check out, the Honey button appears, and all you gotta do is click apply coupons. You wait a few seconds as Honey searches for those coupons, and then if they find the working coupon, you're gonna watch them prices drop.
It goes down.
Honey doesn't just work on desktop, guys.
No.
That's right.
No,
it works on your
no.
phone.
Yes,
too.
Yes.
How cool is that? You just activate it on Safari on your phone and save on the go.
Wow. It truly shouldn't exist. It's too good of a thing. And
it's really cool.
It's free.
It's free. You don't have
it's
to pay for anything.
Free.
Guys, imagine a free way of helping out Dynamic Banter. This is it. So if you don't already have honey, you could be straight up missing out on the money savings. And by getting it, you're doing yourself a solid and you're supporting the DBBB boys.
That's two things happening.
I'd never recommend this if it didn't work and if it wasn't something that I use on my own. So why don't you get honey for free at joinhoney.com/banter. That's joinhoney.com/banter.
Great job, Steve.
And now, back to the show. It was getting close to the time when that really terrible thing was going to happen to Kevin. He didn't even realize it was going to happen, but I knew from that day on that when it happened, he'd never be the same again, and it would be Mike's fault and nobody else's. Guys, let's read some wonderful history roads.
This is what we've all came here for.
Do you think there's history road themes on?
I think I did actually see one. Let me take a look. Why don't I?
Ooh, yeah, there's a Beatles history road here.
Well,
we may have played this one before.
This one said,
though,
from Sam Crosley, it said, history road song, the one you couldn't find. Oh. Oh, oh, oh.
Oh,
that was great. What was that?
That was
who was that? From?
I don't know. I don't know. Kevin's not too happy about that. I'll never know who did that. Okay. Just kidding. It's from someone named Frankie Matos.
Oh.
And then you're right. There is a history road that we couldn't find from this person named Sam.
Yeah.
I see my mistake of not emailing this history road song. It was like, how could, like, could you imagine? I mean, it happens all the time.
It does.
It happens all the time, but it's still really funny. I've recorded a song for you. It's a history road theme. I'll send two copies. One is a short version and one is a long version. Hope you enjoy. I don't consider myself a great singer.
That's okay.
But hey. What can lose?
I understand. You should play the short one.
Okay. This is
the short
version.
Because that's like the true test.
You're right. This is from, it's two honks from Sam in England. And here we go. Here it is.
History road, take me home.
Oh!
To the place. I'm alone with Mike and Steve on their podcast. Take me home, History Road, History Road. Take me home to the place I'm alone with Mike and Steve. On the podcast, take me home, History Road.
He's in there.
Nice work, man. That was really good. I hate it when people go, I'm not a good singer, yeah. And then they're good.
Exactly.
Come on,
that could
man.
Be added
have a little
to the
more
list.
Confidence. Have some confidence. Absolutely, I'll add that to the list.
Come on,
and
Sam.
I'll make sure. God damn it, Sam! We'll make sure to play it when Mike's back. Okay.
Yeah. So it's better Mike when he's not expecting it, and you just play it, and he's like, "What the fuck is this?"
Right.
You know, I gotta be honest. I didn't do a searching before that we started this.
Oh, really? Okay, that's fine. Ooh, this is too long. I'm not gonna read that. Definitely not gonna read that. Okay, how about this? Robin sends a History Road saying, just listen to the name in this commercial.
Great.
I've been seeing this commercial on YouTube for weeks now, and every time I hear the baby's name, it makes me think of Steve. Tell me you didn't make this one up.
If it's Sallard, I'm going to lose everything.
Imagine if it's Sallard. What was the other one? What did she want to call you?
Oh, Heffrey.
Heffrey?
Heffrey. What a freak.
Here's an PC story from The Simpsons. Thanks for making PC organic baby products affordable. Justinian loves them. So
Justinian! Come on!
Holy shit, no way!
Come on!
PC organic baby products affordable. Justinian loves them, so does Dad. Is that weird?
Yeah. No, what's weird is the baby's name is Justinian. Jesus Christ.
Justinian, that's great.
Are we gonna be the fucked up ones when everyone's named weird shit like that?
No, it's never gonna get to that point.
You don't think so?
No way.
Kevin, let's play Fortnite later. I missed playing it.
Yeah,
with you.
Dude, I want it.
I know you're busy.
I'm busy and I'm just gonna try my best.
Thank you, Robin. That does sound like a name I came up with. Justinian. James Christie sends an email saying, why Grumpy is Grumpy?
From
Pleasant
Snow White?
Greetings. Yeah, from Snow White. Pleasant greetings to Michael and Steven, the BB boys, and Kevin.
God.
I've stumbled upon this little diamond of lore while at work as a support worker for an autistic person. Okay.
Oh, no way.
Humble
this is
brag.
Gonna be great.
This person would spend many hours on YouTube letting autoplay take them down Disney rabbit holes.
Oh, yeah.
I love doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, and one day, this vintage ad started playing, promoting Snow White for its original release in theaters in the late 30s. Mm. The promotion itself was charming, with an old-timey, a gin for me and a pack of cigarettes for the kids, announcer accent.
Yeah.
But then Walt Disney comes on to talk about the dwarves, and, well, there's a clip.
Oh, hell yeah. They found it? Oh, it's on YouTube. No, that's
great. Yeah, it's on YouTube. Let's see. What is this?
But let Walt Disney tell you about them himself.
Dwarfs' names fit their personalities. This pompous-looking individual is Doc, self-appointed leader of the group. This little fellow is bashful. He's secretly in love with Snow White.
Oh.
This funny face is Sneezy. He has hay fever.
Poor guy.
And old droopy eyes.
He's dying.
Sleepy. And happy here with a beaming smile. And old sourpuss here is Grumpy, the woman hater.
Oh my God.
Wait a minute.
Oh no. What? Oh man, Mike needs to hear this shit.
This is canon.
Oh my.
The sourpuss here is Grumpy, the woman hater.
Music.
Holy shit. It's even funnier when you see it. Here, let me share it with you.
Yeah.
So you can see this shit.
Goopy eyes is called Sleepy. I'm happy here with a beaming smile. And old sourpuss here is Grumpy, the woman hater.
That's a bit we would make. What the hell?
No one in the comments of the original video brought it up, and I thought it was pretty funny.
Oh my god.
Official canon straight from Walt Disney, so I clipped it with a stinger, and now I'm not sure what to do with it, but thought you two would appreciate it. Oh, that's the version they made.
Okay, thank okay. That
and here's
sense.
The original one. It's a minute and 35. Let's
just skip to that part.
News from around the globe. Today, a Jew was killed on the streets in front of Disneyland, per Mr. Disney's request. Now, let's hear from him about the Seven Dwarfs.
The picture that every newspaper and magazine critic is raving about. Hear what the usually hard-boiled review of
it's
Time
totally that
said.
Voice.
It is.
Snow White is as exciting as a Western, as funny as a haywire comedy. It combines the classic idiom of folklore drama with rollicking God. Comic strip humor.
I wish we still had
in between this. Smoking 75 cigarettes, Walt Disney explained to us why how it works. He said he hires Mexicans to paint these scenes here.
That's their personalities.
Here we go.
This pompous looking individual is Doc.
Look at that handsome man.
Yeah, I know. Look at him.
This
man.
Little fellow.
So handsome.
Bashful.
Little did he know.
He's secretly in love with Snow White. This funny face is sneezy. He has hay fever. Old droopy eyes.
He has cancer.
Sleepy. And happy here with the beaming smile. And old sourpuss here is Grumpy, the woman hater. And last but not least is Dopey.
He's retarded. All right.
I wouldn't be surprised. Oh man. Wow, that was a great find. Who was that?
Damn.
That was wonderful.
That's really wonderful for yeah. sure. That is from man, what a find, my friend. This comes from James.
James.
Amen. Says lots of love, James Disney lorist. Thank you, James. You made a very memorable
yeah. We gotta show that to Mike. Here. I gotta say.
Yeah,
that.
Mike needs to hear it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do one more. Oh yeah, let's do this one. This one's sweet. Evan saw Mike in VR.
Oh hell yeah.
Jacking off, apparently.
Uh-oh.
Mike was jacking his erect penis
off
in
to
virtual
the surrounded
worlds,
show.
To the surrounded show, hours after it had ended. He was alone in a theater.
I'm proud of him.
It was dark in there. I could hear him crying. Hello, Mike and Steve. My name is Evan, and this is my first Honking History Road. I've been listening since the beginning, and I just wanted to quickly say that I'm a huge fan of the content you both put out, and quote, welcome to our podcast, and quote, dynamic banter is a wonderful part of my weekly routine. Well,
good
thank
boy.
You so much.
That's a good
How about
boy.
An old school analog horn honk for a two horn baby honk girl? I had the pleasure of watching Surrounded in VR on Friday, and I am almost certain that Mike was in the same lobby watching as well. At first, I didn't know it was him, and did the classic VR wave your arms around and give thumbs up. Say hello, because I was muted. He gave a wave back as the show started, and as I'm sitting watching, his laugh sounded incredibly familiar.
Aww.
Then it clicked that I was actually sitting and watching a surrounded show with the Mike Falzone. As I was sitting on my couch 100 miles away, which honestly was one of the most surreal experiences of my life.
Damn.
The show was fantastic. We laughed a bunch. And as the show ended, Mike announced that he was going to sign autographs in the lobby, which cracked me up because no one followed him and he would not even be able to sign autographs in VR in the first place.
Classic Mike.
Mike, you're a huge inspiration to me, and you should be proud of the great thing you put together, even though no one wanted a VR autograph. P.S. I think I posed for a picture with you, but I'm not entirely sure how that works in Horizons, but if I did, I would die for a copy.
We'll have to
My
ask
username
you.
Is Home Ghost, and I was wearing a Hawaiian shirt. My Instagram is blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Evan, that's cool, man. What a special experience for you. To experience that. All right. Well, thank you guys for all those fun history roads.
That was
and thank
a blast.
You for hope you enjoyed this
This was our
unorthodox version, spontaneous of the show.
Too. This was a quick little like, oh shoot, we gotta.
This
do
was
something.
Like a holy shit, what are we gonna do kind of episode.
Yeah. So
and so we hope that it worked for you. We hope that we made it work. So I want to leave you guys. First of all, I want to thank our patrons.
Yeah, dude.
Patreon.com/dynamicbanter. There's always cool stuff going on there and even more cool stuff coming.
That's right.
Kevin is working busy round the clock on all that cool content for you guys. And second of all, dynamicbanter.clothing is where you can get all of the official Dynamic Banter merchandise.
Is scissors for everyone still up?
I believe it is.
Well, come
but don't
on
quote
now,
me
everybody.
On that.
If it's still there.
But if you want in on this phenomenon, you better get cracking. Cuz I'll tell you, I don't even know if this thing's going to last.
Steve.
And so, of course, since Mike is part of the show as well.
That's right.
MikeFalzone.com for all of your Mike Falzone tour.
I know he's going to be doing like Surrounded and stuff in New York. He'll have all the dates
on there. Yeah, he's on the East Coast, and I think Nick Hamilton's going to be at one of those.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely check out MikeFalzone.com or follow his socials to find out when and where those shows are happening on the East Coast as we speak.
Wrong.
And to leave you guys with something kind of special here, there's a new game that came out called Trumpet Champ. And
are you gonna play the one I sent you, please?
Yeah, I'm gonna play this clip that Kevin posted. I played it on Twitch the other day. If you want to see that, you can go to twitch.tv/thevalleyfolk. I think it's archived there if you want to watch that stream. But I'll probably play again too. But man, this game is so bonkers.
It's just
check out this clip of this game that is very real.
You gotta play the whole thing.
Okay, hold on. Is that full screen?
Yeah, sure, shump cut.
Here we go.
This show's still going on. Yes. This is the part where Mike will get mad.
Uh-oh.
Ow!
Kevin, you okay?
Ow!
Kevin, what's wrong? Kevin! Kevin, no, what's wrong? Kevin! Oh, shit! Kevin, what's going on? Kevin! Kevin, what's happening? Talk to me, man! Kevin, please! Oh, God, I gotta call somebody! Fuck! Kevin!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.